As lawmakers attempt to ease pressure on America's healthcare system, here's a number they might consider. When older patients are discharged from a hospital, one out of five will come right back within a month. Medicare pays $17 billion a year on these hospital readmissions. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains that in many cases, return visits should have been avoidable.
So it's kind of a no-brainer. If you can keep people from returning to the hospital, you get patients who are healthier, government and private insurers save money, but the way our healthcare system is set up encourages all this waste and the bad health outcomes, too.
Should I get a listen to your ticker?
Sure.
Let me get a good listen.
Jessica McLeod is trying to change that.
So no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no palpitations, you told me.
McLeod is a young nurse with the University of Pennsylvania. On this day, she's driven her worn-down Corolla to the Philadelphia home of Ken Rogers. He's 80, a retired printer, who spent a week in the hospital with chest pains. Today, McLeod is checking him out in the sunroom of his tidy brick home, overlooking the patch of red gardenias, roses, and the other flowers he grows.
I saw your weight, so that's looking good. Dizziness, lightheadedness, none at all?
McLeod first met Rogers when he was in the hospital last month. She came to see him every day he was there for a week. Then, when he left the hospital, she was at his home in the first 24 hours. She makes these home visits once a week.
I'll meet up with you at Dr. Carver's, the cardiologist appointment, all right?
And she goes with Rogers and his wife, Peg, when he's got a doctor's appointment.
Does that sound reasonable to you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one question.
Yes.
Something I don't understand.
Yeah.
This atrial fibrillation?
Yes.
Okay. He's had this pacemaker now for several years.
Yeah.
Everything's been fine until after his surgery.
Yeah.
So would that have caused it?
McLeod spends about an hour on this home visit. It's kind of like having a good friend come over and hang out, only this friend knows everything about medicine.
So many things can cause atrial fibrillation. And I am not sure what caused your AFib. So an illness, an infection can cause it. Some medications can cause it.
McLeod explains that if she can help Ken Rogers manage his care, then the chances are pretty good he won't have an avoidable readmission to the hospital. This makes a lot of sense to Rogers. It's not the way things worked when he's been in the hospital in the past.
Usually before this, when I came out of the hospital, you go, yeah, what do I do now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, see ya.
At the end of the visit, McLeod gets back in her car.
Mr. and Mrs. Rogers, I would consider very smart and savvy people and assertive. And even having those skills, healthcare is complex, and we have a healthcare system that is increasingly complicated. And, you know, if you've ever been to the doctor's office yourself, you are hearing words for the first time, and they're maybe said once, and it's hard to get a word in edgewise sometimes and say, wait, what is atrial fibrillation, doc? You know, what does that mean? So part of my job is a translator, really, and I translate the language of healthcare to a layperson's language.
McLeod does this work for a program at the University of Pennsylvania Health System called the Transitional Care Model.
It's about relationships.
Mary Naylor started the program. She's a professor of nursing at the University of Pennsylvania.
The same nurse who begins to work with the patient in the hospital, they become the point person. They become a broker of care for these individuals over time. They only leave them when they think that Mr. Smith or Mrs. Jones is no longer at risk for a poor outcome.
A nurse, usually a nurse practitioner, follows a patient for about 3 months after a hospital stay. It's not cheap to do this, but Naylor's studies show the program saves about $5,000 a year for each Medicare patient, largely by keeping them from going back into the hospital. But Medicare doesn't pay for the nurse practitioners, and hospitals make the most money when people go into the hospital, not when they're kept out. Dr. Stephen Jenks is a researcher and former Medicare official who studied the issue. He says it's time to change the healthcare system and start paying up front to coordinate care.
We are not in a business where we should have to be accepting this choice that we're either going to have to cut the care we give or we're going to have to accept higher bills. There's a third way of doing it, which is redesigning the care so that we do the things that people want that are effective and that cost less than doing it wrong.
It was Jenks' study, published earlier this year, that came up with those stunning numbers. 1 out of 5 Medicare patients go back into the hospital in a month at a cost of about $17 billion a year. Jenks thinks the readmission rate could easily be cut by 15%, and with harder work, maybe even in half.
Almost anybody can see that if you can keep the patient healthy, the patient is better off, and Medicare is better off, and you're delivering the kind of care most people would want to have. Win, win, win.
And that's why the issue has gotten the attention of the Obama administration and of policymakers trying to change health care. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Visit the new NBR.org to read other national news stories and see analysis of the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor.